Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier and Calcium Bentonite Clay. First of all, I want to thank Paul Mackey of Nature's Cleansing Clay for standing in for me last week. I had a radio interview at a conflicting time and couldn't do both, and I've been training Paul to kind of step in for me occasionally. Since I'm retired, I'm wanting to travel some, and so besides that, I thought, you know, if something should happen to me, I want someone to be able to carry on this program, and Paul is well qualified to answer the question. He knows the clays inside and out, been using it and selling it for many, many years, and I appreciate him coming on, and I hope you love him as much as you do me, if you do love me. But anyway, I wanted to really give a big thank you for Paul, and he's going to be on again in September when I'm taking a trip with the church group. So I appreciate Paul and appreciate you all for being so kind to him. I have questions today. Mary Law in Winfield, Kansas. Hi, Mary. This is the sweetest lady in the world, and if you ever need a prayer partner, she can be it for you. If I recall correctly, you said that the clay foot baths can be used up to 3 times covered between usage. That made me wonder, can we keep the dried clay mass we use for poultices, add some water and use it again? Would there be less drawing, though, if the answer is yes? If it's just dried in the jar, you know, when you see it drying and thickening, add some water to it, and you may have to stir it. It doesn't fully hydrate as well. But I think if when you first start seeing it get thicker and harder, add some water. You don't, if it gets completely dry, it's going to be really hard to resaturate. Maybe get a stick and stir it a little bit, and you can continue. You know, if it hadn't been used, it still has energy in it, and the adding the water just activates it. It separates the layers between the clay that exposes the negative charge. So the charge is still there. You just need more water to expose the charge areas. So as you see it drying out, don't wait till it gets completely dry. Just add a little water and kind of get a stick, a little popsicle stick or coffee stirring stick, and stir it a little bit and see if you can't get it to rehydrate some. That's a good question, though. Rita Green in Poway, California. I've been diagnosed with severe spinal stenosis, 13 through 14. I think that's the vertebra. It is very painful, mostly in my right hip going down the right leg. I'm using a walker and feeling weak. I'm taking supplements which seem to help. Unable to bathe since no tub and only a shower. Yes, darling, I would put a poultice on your spine. Now, I live by myself and I can do this, so if you can reach around or if you have somebody to help you, get the clay mass, the mud, get a strip, a wide strip of Glad Press and Seal, and put it down the middle, and then take the dry edges and put it to the top part of the spine above where you're wanting to affect it, and let it go down and just press the dry edges to the skin. That keeps the clay in place right on your spine. You can sleep with it on there. Unless somebody comes up and slaps you in the back, it won't, you know, leak out on your clothes. I have done that day and night when I had a pinched sciatic nerve and the pain going down my right leg. And the first time I did that, it took me months to get over it. And I did therapy and these exercises, which seemed to aggravate it instead of helping it. And I finally got over it. That's before I knew about clay. The last time I had one, I had really pinched it bad. And by that evening, I was hopping into the house. I got in a clay bath, but I put that poultice down my spine, slept with it on, and the next morning I woke up, and when I stood up, the only time I felt pain is when I put all my weight on that leg. So as long as I felt that little tinge of pain, I kept using the poultices, and it only took 3 to 4 days till it was completely gone. Another thing you might do is if you go take massages, get somebody to work on the right side of your thigh. Sometimes the muscles tighten up, or even on your back, let them work on the muscles. If the muscles get constricted and tight, it pulls those vertebra and can make them out of alignment. But the clay also builds bone density. So putting it on like that, whether you have pain or not, it's going to help build the bone density in your spine. I think you'll find that the pain goes away pretty quickly when you put it on. I know that feeling. And when you can't walk and you can't get around, you just get weaker. So let's get you built back up and try that. And I think you'll be amazed at the results. And if your ankles start swelling from sitting so much, put some clay on your feet and the ankles are light, and prop it up and let it dry. Just kind of a thin coat, nothing chunky that will crack. And then sleep with it on at night, and that'll help keep the swelling down in your ankles from inactivity. Thank you, Rita, and blessings to you. Let me know how you do. Gregory Thomas in Pittsburgh. My daughter has an insect bite, which may be from a brown recluse spider. Will a clay poultice draw out the venom? Yes, sir, it will. Get it on there quick. Put a quick big glob. Get a little square, press and seal, and put it over it to hold it in place. Change it about 3 times a day and a fresh one on at night. It will dry that thing up very quick. The best thing to do is get it on early, and it will never make the big sore and have the rotting flesh and all. But clay will debride the wound, clean it, and it draws the venom out of any kind of insect bite. Or like it's summertime and a lot of people are going to fish and encounter a jellyfish sting. Put it on a jellyfish sting. Anything like that that's swollen and has that venom out, it just sucks out the venom. I had a lady tell me this summer she has 3 dogs. All of them have been rattlesnake bit right on the face, and she put the clay on there. And at first they were very sensitive, and she had to just kind of sneak up and slap it on there gently. And then after an hour or so, it was easier to put on because the pain was going away. It was pulling the venom out, and their face never swollen. They got over it very quickly. One dog got bit while she was on vacation, and a neighbor was keeping her dog, took the dog to the vet. They gave him the venom. It took a week or more for his face to go down, and the vet bill was $1,300. So clay is very good for pulling out any kind of insect bites, pus caterpillar stings, anything like that, and it works quicker if you get it on there quickly. Mary in Kansas, if someone has glaucoma, might clay help, or at least, if not worse, help it not worsen? If so, what protocol would you suggest? Thank you for giving so much of your time and expertise. Thank you, Mary, and thank you for supporting me on this journey, too. Here's a story about glaucoma. There was a young boy that had a glaucoma birth defect, and they didn't catch it when he was young, and by the time he was 7 years old, he had lost his vision. When he got to be a teenager, he started having severe pain attacks behind his eyes. Glaucoma is a pressure disease, and this pressure built up. And the doctors had operated on him 20 times, and nothing helped. And they finally said, the only thing we know to do is remove his eyes from the sockets. Well, this kid was living as normal a life as he could. He was in the band at school. He could play miniature golf. He just didn't see obstacles, and he was the most wise blind person I know of for a kid of 15 years old. His dad didn't want to do that, heard me on the power hour, called and ordered some clay, and the day it came, he was sent home from school with one of these pain attacks. It'd be so severe he'd just have to take something for the pain that knocked him out. And he put a teaspoon of clay in a glass of water and stirred it up and gave it to him and had him start drinking it. Within 15 minutes, the pain attack had completely gone. I had him start on a protocol of clay 2 ounces 2 times a day. And after 21 days to find his maintenance level, just to cut back and see how far he could go without having the pain. And the last time I talked to his dad, he had been drinking 1 ounce a day for over a year and had not had another pain attack. So yes, I would love to hear from this person to see if they get the same results. So make a claim, ask, drink it. But also I would put a poultice over the eye, close the eye and put the clay directly on the lid, or you can put it on a cotton pad and hold it up to the closed eye. It'll be very cooling. Lay there for 10 or 15 minutes, get up and wash it off, and you can do the other eye. I do that anytime I get allergies and my eyes start itching and swelling and I'm scratching them. And I want to take my eyeball out and scratch it. You know how that feeling goes. It's the only thing that stops the itching. You don't want to get the clay in your eyes, so keep your eyes shut. Another thing I do sometimes is I pour some of the liquid clay on the cotton pad, a little makeup pad, and hold it up to my eyes. And it, again, it's not, you know, the thick concentrated, but it works too. In fact, the other day, my grandson, who is a redhead, got sunburned. And his little shoulders were just really hot when we went to bed. I could feel the heat, and they were red. The back of his neck and his shoulders were very red. And I put the clay, the liquid clay, on a cotton pad and just patted it over the areas that were red. And did that 2 or 3 times, and we let it dry, and he went to sleep. The next morning he woke up, and the red was gone, and the heat was gone, and the pain was gone. Just overnight with just that amount of clay. So I would do both of those. And thank you for the question. Sarah from Brandon, what can be done with clay to help a cough, probably due to allergies? Well, drinking the clay will help allergies, but it may take about 6 months or more to kick in. But when I first started drinking the clay, I had bad allergies, and I noticed that they started clearing up in about 6 months. If I got around dogs and cats in a closed area with hair everywhere, I would get the croupy cough and asthma. Since then, I've gotten where I can stay. As long as they're not great big dogs and they don't stand and shake in front of me, I can do pretty good with them. I would be drinking the clay. I would also make a poultice to put over your chest when you're coughing. And put some over your sinus areas, above your nose, on your cheek, under the eye, and over your brows, because that congestion starts up in your sinuses. It drains down in your throat. Your throat gets sore, and then you get this gook you're coughing up. That, and I also use, if I have a sore throat, I like to use gargle with the clay and then use a little chloroseptic spray, and between the two of those, it goes away pretty quick. So let me know how you do with that. This is the allergy season with summer dryness and everything pollinating. Molly Gentry from Burnett, Texas. Hi, Perry. My 24-year daughter has PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, and the cyst will rupture occasionally, causing extreme pain. Would a poultice over the ovarian area possibly help? And would she put it over her abdomen or over her lower back? Thank you so much for any suggestions you might have. God bless you for your dedication and mission to help us all. Thank you, Molly, and thank you for your kind. She said that in capital letters, so I know she really meant it, and that makes me feel good. It gave me a warm and fuzzy. Yes, I would definitely put a poultice over her stomach area. You can do it one night over the stomach and next night over the back if you like. And if she can take a douche, a clay douche, to 2 pints of water, you want to use 2 ounces of the liquid clay. And I think that will help, too. She could do that twice a day if she wants it or more. But between the three of those, and I would love to hear back on how that helps her. And if she can keep from having those cysts rupture. The clay will shrink cysts. There are even stories of it as working on ganglion cysts. And I know little cysts, people have had little cysts on their face where the clay has pulled it to a head and cleaned it out and dried it up. So let me know how she does that, and thank you again for your blessings. Karen in Brighton, I have a friend with a very little circulation in her lower legs, surface red and legs hard to the touch. She can't get it in a tub. Would clay give her some relief for this condition, and how would you use it? Yes, ma'am, I would. I had a call this week from a gentleman in California who had diabetic. He has poor circulation in his feet and legs, and he had two toes that had turned black and an open wound on a foot, and the doctors wanted to amputate both legs, and he said, no, you're not going to do it. If I can't drive and go hunting, I don't want to be here. And they said, well, you're going to die. And he said, no, I'm not. I have God, prayer, and I have living clay. And the doctors argued with him and argued with him and said, well, we really need to amputate your foot, the one with the black toes. No, you're not going to do it. I'll leave here. I'll get up and walk out or crawl out or whatever, but you're not going to take my limbs. Well, he called me to tell me that they moved him to a rehab center, and he had the nurses come and put clay on the wound. He had gangrene. And it was, you could see it and smell it. When gangrene is just the rotting of the flesh, and it will lead to blood poisoning. He started putting the clay on there, and they would change it a couple of times a day. And the nurses were just amazed at how quickly they started noticing a change and how it started clearing up. And they put the clay on both legs. They bandaged it with Saran wrap, you know, to keep the wet clay from drying on the open wound. And he called to tell me that he went back to the doctors and they couldn't believe that he had healed that and the circulation was back in his feet. Now, the only problem was the two black toes were too far gone for clay to turn around, so they did have to take two toes. But he says, I have both my legs. I've made believers about all the nurse care people who come and treated me, and even the doctors. He asked if they had called me. Well, of course they haven't, but he told them to call me and find out more about it because they were amazed that the circulation came back. So I would also have her drinking it if she can, take it away from medicines, but drink at least 2 ounces twice a day, and to put the clay mask on her legs and have somebody just rub it on. It doesn't have to be real thick. Put it on and prop her legs up on a towel and let it dry. She can wash it off and put it on again. And at nighttime, put a thin coat on and let it dry and sleep with it on. And I think within a week or so, she's going to see the redness gone and the circulation back. And it's going to take excess swelling out. When you have poor circulation, you have a lot of swelling and edema, and it will do that. Let me know how she does. I think she's going to be amazed at the results, and I appreciate your concern for your friend. Karen in Greensboro, is there any reason not to use clay, dry or wet, on wisdom teeth extraction 1 week ago? My daughter has nerve damage from the surgery, and I'm hoping we can repair the nerve. How would you suggest using the clay? Yes, I would pack the area with dry clay and let the saliva in your mouth will tighten it to the area. It'll pull out any infection. It will get circulation going and the healing going by bringing oxygen and blood flow to the area. She can also put it on the outside of her jaw. I think it would do best because there's usually a lot of swelling there. And kind of go down behind the ear and underneath the jaw on the neck and put the clay mask on like that. She can sleep with a thin coat on at night. And during the day, if she can use it like that also, put it on. Generally, the pain goes away right away as it starts bringing the circulation and does the healing. It's wonderful on teeth and gums and impactions and things of that nature. So get her some of that clay. Now, it's hard to get in there. You have to get, I use either the handle of my toothbrush or a popsicle stick, pull out my cheek and just kind of deposit it between your cheek and gum. And she may have to do it a couple of times to get both sides of the tooth area or that pocket. And if she gets some on her tongue, just take a tiny bit of sip of water to clean that. But she can do it at night, leave it in all night, and then during the day, if it's hurting, I would do it again. She can rinse her mouth out when she goes to eat and put it back in. But just as often as you can, and let's get that thing healed up. Thank you. Let me know how she does. I always want to know how people do. I hear amazing stories, and so it really helps. Judy in Kansas, I have severe IBSD and SIOB positive. How often should I drink the clay, and do you have any other suggestions? Yes, ma'am. I would start with 2 ounces 3 times a day and build it up gradually, maybe every 2 days, increase it by an ounce 3 times a day, go to 3 ounces 3 times a day, 4 ounces 4 times a day, and get to where you're feeling better. You may have to go up as much as 6 to 8 ounces. We've had people with really severe gut dysfunction, and the clay has healed it. If you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com, look at the testimonials there, and you will be amazed at the result. The lady had the leaky gut, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, polyps in her colon, and she started drinking the clay at 8 ounces 3 times a day. And in 4 weeks, they finally had to do surgery. Now, the doctors had threatened to have to remove her colon and put her on a bag the rest of her life. She was only 46 years old. And when they had to do the surgery to repair some damage, there was only 10 inches that they took out, and they were amazed. And then when she woke up, she had 5 doctors standing around her wanting to know how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old in the 4 months they had been treating her. And, of course, she told them about the clay. She had taken it and had her husband bring it to her in the hospital and was drinking it. And after the surgery, she had the mask and she put it over the staples, and then she'd wash it off before the doctors came by, and they were amazed at how quickly she healed. So, yes, get on that clay. Be aggressive with it. You've got to be aggressive. If you just take 2 or 3 ounces, it's not going to do the trick. So build up gradually and do that. And if you ever take enemas, you may want to take a clay enema. So for a pint of water, you'd put 2 ounces of the liquid clay into the enema solution, and that will help get it in there and get in those crevices and help so you can treat it from 2 different ways. Again, let me know how you do. All right, that's all the questions I have coming in right now. I'm going to go over to the phone lines. Let me move over there. We have quite a few callers today. I see some loyal friends there. If anyone has a question they'd like to ask, if they press star 2 on the phone, it will signal my computer. There we go, from Baton Rouge. Okay, you're on the line with Perrier. Did I lose you?
Still here.
Hello?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, this is Perry.
Yes, this is Alma in Baton Rouge. And I was listening to the story about the application of the clay on the gangrenous leg. And I wanted to ask, how about someone with venous stasis leg ulcers, whether it's caused by diabetes or whether it's caused by varicose veins? my mother, of course, she's not alive now. She's passed on, but she used to have chronically varicose vein ulcers. And, I just would like to know, just in case I encounter that in future.
Yes, definitely do the same thing. Put the clay on there very thickly over those veins and over the wound. Anytime it's on a wound, you want to cover it. If you use a gauze bandage, you need to wet it in clay. You don't want the gauze to dry out. That's why I like to use the Saran Wrap or the Glad Press and Seal and just wrap it around the area. And it will heal that wound. It will pull out the infection. And it heals from the inside out. If you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com, our free information site, under testimonials and burns, there's a picture of a gentleman who had a hydrochloric acid burn on his hand. And there you can see the first picture of the under his thumb, that fatty part going into the palm of his hand was black. And the doctors wanted to amputate part of his thumb and do a skin graft. And he came home, and his wife stuck his hand in a bag of clay that night, wrapped it up, left it in there, and he said the burning stopped. That burning from hydrochloric acid is a horrible feeling, and said it stopped in, you know, a matter of minutes. And usually it stops instantly, but it stopped in a matter of minutes. He kept doing that. Within 2 weeks, their pictures progressively how it's healing. That whole fleshy area that was dead was sloughed off and good skin was underneath. You can see where it had gone away and the edges were peeled, but there was dried skin. And the next picture you see, you're looking at your hand and you can't tell he ever had a burn. So it's absolutely amazing how you can use it to clean a wound.
Okay. For the leg ulcers, how many times a day would you change the dressing? And would you use the 3-to-1, you know, to make the clay? Would you use the 3-to-1, that's three parts water, one part clay, correct?
Yes. That's, we call it the mask or the mud, the clay mud. It's a thicker solution. That's what you would use. And, you know, on a wound like that that's got infection, you want to clean it around 3 times a day, and you know, you'll put a fresh one on at night and change it in the morning and then change one at midday. So you're doing it about 3 times, and it will heal up amazingly quick. I couldn't believe how quickly this guy's hand does. And they say using it on like a... Yeah, the 3-to-1, uh-huh.
But it seems a little thin. Would you make it a little thicker so that
well,
it would
you make
on
it,
the wound?
Clay, that's a good point. If you make it exactly 3-to-1, clay is harder to measure. It's like flour. It gets air pockets in it, places where it's compacted and places where it's tight. If you measure a cup of clay and let it sit overnight, the dry clay, the next morning you come back and it'll be about 1/4 of a cup less. So you need to make it a little more than 3 of the clay. I mean, of one of the clay.
One of the clay, okay.
To get it the right thickness. Otherwise, it's a little watery. In time, it will thicken, but you're not using enough clay. It tends to pack unless you pack it. We used to, when we fill the jars, it's always weighed more than what the lids say, because if you fill it just to the ounces that the jar holds, there's airspace in there, and it shifts around, and it settles, and it looks like we're cheating you on clay. So we leveled it to the top. The boys would wear gloves, and they would push it down, push the air out, and tap it. And they would do that 2 or 3 times and then come back and refill them again and tap it before they put the lid on, so it would be a packed tight. And because clay does that, you know, sometimes it's like sifted flour. It's very light. But if you tap it and pack it, you'll notice it goes down. So you want a rounded cup of clay to 3 cups of water.
Okay, one last question about this. When you change that dressing 3 or 4 times a day, do you actually need to clean the wound, or just, I'm thinking just, you know, just put a new dressing on it?
Well, you want to gently wipe what's on there off and try to run some water over it. And if there's a little of it that sticks, just leave it. When clay is working on something, it won't let go. It has a very strong bond. And just leave it because it's still working. When it gets full, it will slough off. Even when you're giving yourself a facial and you wash it off and you think you've gotten it all off, you look in the mirror and there's some places, particularly around the nose where it's oily, where it's just in there working, and you just know how to take your fingernail and scrape it off. I've done that several times. So if it's stuck on there, don't just pick at it. Leave it there and put fresh clay over it. That's a very good question.
But someone with these venous stasis ulcers, would it also be good for them to drink this clay internally also?
I think it's good for everybody to drink the clay. Everybody. I believe everyone should be drinking. It works on the whole body. It balances your pH. It cleanses parasites. It gets toxins out, and it totally supports the immune system. Clay has an energy to it that you'll get. So, yes, I definitely would be drinking the clay as well.
Thank you.
That goes without saying. Thank you for bringing that up. And, you know, remember you want to take the clay internally away from your medications. You can call your pharmacist, tell them your medicines, and ask them how long it takes to absorb the medicines. Some medicines absorb very quickly in 30 minutes to an hour. Some may take 2 or 3 hours. And after it's in the bloodstream, then you can drink the clay. The clay does not enter the bloodstream. The particle size is too large. So when you drink the clay, it goes in one end. It cleans house. It's like a little garbage truck going through picking up the trash, and it can differentiate between the good and the bad. And then it goes out in your poop.
But do you need to take it separate from your vitamins and mineral supplements also, in addition to the prescription meds?
I don't worry about the vitamins and minerals because that's what clay is made up of. It's 60 to 70 trace minerals. Even though they're not bioavailable to the body directly, clay is a catalyst. And as a catalyst, enzymes in the body can attach to the clay particle, and together they can co-create. Because the clay activates things, and they can make amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein, and they can make peptide chains, and they can actually make vitamins, minerals the body's deficient in that clay doesn't even contain, and that's pretty amazing. But you don't take it necessarily as a vitamin supplement because though it's strong in calcium, potassium, sodium, and magnesium, those are the only four minerals you're going to get from clay. They're in the cation exchange layer. But we don't know how much is going to be exchanged, and you may be getting just a very little bit of it. So keep taking your supplements. Wait 30 minutes and then take your clay. I probably don't even wait 30 minutes, and I have not noticed my supplements not working. So, but that's a very good question, Zalma. Thank you. Okay, any other questions? All right. Does anyone else have a question they'd like to ask? I'm going to go back over and look at the questions and see if we have more questions coming in. Well, it looks like we don't have any questions coming in right now. I do want to tell you a story about a call I got yesterday, and the lady may even be on the line right now, about a lady that had a bad urinary tract infection, taken all the antibiotics, nothing was helping. She kept going on and on and on with doctors and antibiotics with nothing helping. I'm finding a question here and I'm trying to get back to it. She looked on the bentonite clay info site, the free site, and saw the testimonial about a lady who had taken a fingerful of the clay and put it down, pushed it in the vaginal area toward the urethra. She said she went to bed and it quit hurting immediately. The pain subsided and the itching had gone away. And in the morning, she went to the bathroom and it was like this plug of glue came out. It was brownish and thick and had a very rancid odor to it. So she had cleaned out that tube in her gallbladder, and she said she's been having problems with gallstones and kidney stones, and told her to drink the clay, that the clay will help reduce the gallstones. It breaks them up. We had a gentleman that had kidney stones, and he started drinking the clay. His wife had him. She was the one that was drinking 8 ounces, and they had him drinking 8 ounces, and he got some back pain. Usually when you're passing a kidney stone, it really hurts in your back and the kidney areas. But it wasn't as severe as it usually was. He usually has to go to the hospital. The pain is so severe. And he noticed when he urinated, it looked like there was a little sand in it. So he caught some of the urine in a cup and showed it to a friend of his who was a nurse. And she said, "You're passing kidney stones. Something is breaking up your kidney stones. That's what that is." So it's absolutely amazing how that worked for her and gave her relief. So, you know, I used to fight with UT infections all the time, or UI infections all the time, and then I started doing that with the clay. And it gets it where they don't come back. A lot of times the antibiotic, it gets it under control for a little while, and then it comes back, as she explained to me, and I've experienced that too. But just keep doing it. You may have to wear a little panty liner during the day. And every time you go to the bathroom, insert some fresh clay in there. And excellent. Sandra Brandon, a friend of mine has a spot removed on an ovary, had a spot removed on an ovary. Early ovarian cancer, got it all. What is the clay protocol for this? Well, along with drinking the clay, I would have her do a clay douche into a pint of water. You want to put 2 ounces of the liquid clay. She can do that daily, and it'll just help keep them from coming back. And for all you people with these little skin cancers, if you'll start putting clay on your arms and your face, like giving yourself a facial, once or twice a week. If you're very prone to them, you can do it more often than that. It'll keep those little skin cancers from ever coming up. And I know people who periodically get skin cancers, and then 6 months later they've got them again, and it's just getting them burnt off or radiated off or frozen off or cut out. And you don't have to do that. Keep them from forming. Use that clay. If you get them on your arms, just sit in a chair and rub a thin coat of clay and put a towel down and let it dry. Wash it off. Do your facial. At night, if you want to put a very thin coat on, I know with men you probably need to let it dry and wash it off, because a lot of men have hairy arms and it sticks to them. But for you women, you can put it on your arms and let it dry, a thin coat, sleep with it on at night. I do that often at night. I put clay around my wrinkle lines, around my mouth and eyes and the forehead. I just smear on some before I go to bed and let it dry. So I'm just reinforcing, keeping those wrinkles tightened up and pulling the fluid that gets under your eyes, making your eyes look puffy. There's so many ways to use this clay. Don't be afraid to use it. So that's what I would have her do. Thank you for that. Paula in Middletown, please repeat the recipe for colon cleanse, enema, and drink. Okay. For the colon cleanse enema, to a pint of water. A pint of water is 2 cups. You want to add 2 ounces of liquid clay. You can actually do more than that if you want to. It's not going to hurt. But that's a pretty good ratio. And for the drink, it's a 1-to-8 ratio. I do it in a blender. It's much easier. I put in 2 cups of water, 1/2 cup of clay, 2 more cups of water. Start it slowly. You want to get the dry clay wet. You don't want to splash it up on the sides and then throw water up because it sticks to the side of your blender. So that's why I sandwich it between the water. And blend it on high for 30 seconds. Pour it into a glass or food-grade plastic container with a plastic lid. You don't have to refrigerate it. A lot of people like it cold. If you refrigerate it, be sure and get the lid on tight. If you get a loose lid on it and your taste, your clay starts tasting like perfume or something, it's because it's absorbed all the odors in your refrigerator. So if you've got cantaloupe and onions and garlic and whatnot in your refrigerator and you don't get that lid on tight, guess what? Your clay's going to take on a different taste. And while you're mixing it, when I mix clay, I get out the blender and I'll make two batches of liquid, put it into two bottles, so I have 64 ounces. And then I will make a cup of, use a cup of clay to 3 cups of water. So I put about a cup and a half of water in, put my cup of clay, and put another cup and a half of water, blend it on high, and pour it into an airtight container with a snap-on or screw-on lid that's not metal. And you want the less airspace in it. This will almost fill one of those small Tupperware containers. The more airspace and air exposure, the quicker your clay is going to dry out. And remember to kind of round off the cup of clay because the clay packs. And if it's not packed, if you have a loose packed clay, when you mix it, your solution is going to be pretty, it's not going to be thick enough. It's going to be pretty loose. If you just leave it on the cabinet for a while, it will eventually thicken up. But, do that. And it just works on the whole body everywhere. I can't say enough about it. So I'm going to go back one more time to the caller line. Okay, I have someone who wants to talk to me. Judy?
Yes. Do you repeat this call, or will you have another one in the near future?
Yes, we do this twice a month, and if you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com and sign up for the webinars, they will send out a notice when they're going to have them. I do 2 clay seminars a month, and in the middle of the month, I do one on spirituality. I call it the Live Well Seminar, that there's more to life than taking medicines and more to our pains than causing something wrong in our bodies. What happens with stress and how do we deal with stress and things like that. I call it the spirituality program. And I'm really enjoying those and getting good feedback on them. And these are archived. They're recorded and they're archived by date. And I will go through and reevaluate the questions and I'll write topics down that we discussed in this call. So you can look at the recording and you can kind of see what that one's about. We started doing that. I wish I had started doing that at the first. I didn't think about it, but it helps so you don't have to listen to all of them. I've had people who've gone back and listened to all of them. You all are so unique in coming up with such good questions. Alma had some great questions today. Well, everybody does. And then these questions just stimulates ideas and ways to use it that I might not have thought to tell you about. So we're co-creating this together. We're all in this together, and I appreciate your support and your questions and your inquiries so much. I couldn't do this without you all. I love my audience. I wish I could go everywhere and meet everyone. I had invitations to go lots of places, and now that I'm retired, I'm really thinking about traveling around, and when I go somewhere, I want to look at my list and see who I know in that town so maybe we can meet for coffee or something. So next week we're having the spirituality one, and my friend Jody Kaler is going to come in and do it with me. She is a professional speaker who talks to corporations and businesses, does leadership programs, and communication is one of her major subjects. And last week we talked about honest communication, being authentic with your feelings and how to share that with people. And she has some exercises that are excellent. And so I'm bringing her on with me, and we're going to do that. So that will be on the 18th of August. And then on the 25th, I'm not sure if it's the 25th of August or if it's the third one. It may be August or September. Phil McCoy is going to come on with me again. You know, it helps to have another person's point of view in answering it, because sometimes I take things for granted and forget to tell you. So two of us is just more to remember and remind the other one, you know, well, you know, you could also do this also. So I want to train some people, so if one day I die, I mean, I'm 70, I'll be 78 this week, this month, and I want this session, I want somebody to keep educating people about clay. It's still in its infancy according to knowledge, so we need to get the information out there. And so many of you share your clay with other people and tell them about the website. The clay company took down aboutclay.com, so we're trying to get people to bentoniteclayinfo.com. It's got articles, recordings, videos, webinar archives, everything you want right there. A link to the new book, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. And I'd like to ask people, if you all have read the book, if you will go to theclaybook.com and click on it like you're going to buy a book. The next page, well, at the bottom there's a place to leave a review for the book. If you like the book, what you liked about it, we're trying to get some reviews for it. So you can leave it there, and that's called theclaybook.com. I tried to make it as simple as possible, and rather than putting the title of the book because it was so long. And you can leave your comments there. I'd really, really appreciate that. And tell your friends about this free website. We're trying to get people there to help educate them about clay. And there's a free downloadable book that goes through specific details, how to mix the clay. And if you go on the videos, there even we took some videos back when we were shaking clay to mix it. There's some videos that show you how to make it, the liquid and the mass, just by hand shaking it. You've got to break the clay up to let the water get in there, and if you don't shake it hard enough, you'll have lumps in your clay. And then since then, I've reverted to doing it in a blender because there are just no lumps. You can put it in your bath water. It helps the pipes. It doesn't stop them up. And so there's so much free information there, and people don't know it's there, and they don't know they can sign up for the website. And you can unsubscribe anytime. There's a little link at the bottom of all the emails. Just click that, and we'll take you off the list. So bentoniteclayinfo.com. I'm going to repeat that one more time. I know you're tired of hearing me about it, but we're trying to get people over to that site because they're still going looking for the About Clay site, which is gone now. And there is the chat group still up. They don't know it's up, so we're not going to tell them. And when we get a question there, we try to switch them over to the bentoniteclayinfo.com. So, well, it's almost the weekend. I'm sending my grandson to see his aunt in Dallas, and he's flying all by himself, 12 years old, and so excited. So I'm getting a get off the phone and go get him and get him packed and ready to go. And I wish every one of you a nice, cool, if you're in Texas, summer weekend. And if you're going to be out camping or swimming or cooling off in the water, take your clay with you. Remember to use it for sunburns and insect bites and blisters and anything that you, if it hurts, put clay on it. There you go. All right, this is Perrier signing off and thanking you so much. I'm going to look one more time and see if we have any questions that came in. Nope, doesn't look like it. This is Perry A. wishing you the very best weekend ever. Have a great time and make it a good one. Bye-bye.